The Crescent was a dead end, with no through traffic, beginning at the top near Brighton Road, where some of the houses were built on soft, erosion-prone clay cliffs and had sections that were shrinking, threatening to send whole houses off the edge, and gradually sloping in a half-circle down to the bay, where the last property sat right at sea level, prone to tides that crept higher and higher across lawns and paths, towards front doors. Number 37, halfway down the crescent and just below the sharpest bend, had two gardens, front and back. In the back was the shed where Carl wrote, a plum tree that produced a large crop every year, and a lawn that had a pleasing feature. If you went to the edge of it, at a point below the stone wall, you would find you could roll up the turf, exposing a network of roots and writhing worms.